1 Timothy 4:1, 2, but the Spirit expressly says in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. The word doctrine means teaching. So just following the teaching of demons, the doctrine of demons, the teaching of demons. Revelation 9, 20 to 21, the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands so as not to worship demons and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk, and they did not repent of their murders nor of their sorceries nor of their immorality nor of their thefts. Isn't it interesting, the worship of demons? A lot of people today have been infatuated with angels. Nothing wrong with, obviously, the unfallen angels. Nothing wrong with talking about them, studying what the Bible says about them. As you said the other day, many have entertained angels unaware. But there's the worship of angels, which fits with Gnosticism. But these people that are worshiping what they think are angels and getting aberrations or whatever you want to call them, I think in many cases these are demons posing as angels per se. So it's kind of interesting. The worship of demons can come in all kinds of forms, can it?
Yeah, and I started noticing angel mania probably in the late 90s. There was that huge, wildly popular show. I think Michael Landon was in on I think it was called Touched by an Angel.
Oh, Michael Landon was in the one. His was Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven, okay.
Yeah, Touched by an Angel or where it was called. That was Roma Downey, I think.
Okay, and you start to see really a resurgence of what's called the Colossian heresy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what Paul is contesting in the book of Colossians, where the best we can tell was there was what's called the ladder of emanations, meaning God created an angel who created another angel who created another angel, ad infinitum, right down to the, you know, bottom angel who created the earth, because Gnostics taught that God couldn't have created the earth because the physical world is evil. So let's attribute the earth to an angel. And so there's this long line of angels in the Colossian heresy, and one of those angels happens to have the name Jesus. And so if you want to work your way back to God, you got to start talking to an angel, and maybe that angel will talk to another angel named Jesus, and it will work its way back to God. And Paul says, what in the world are you guys doing? Do you not understand who Jesus is? That he is the creator and the redeemer, and you can't reduce him to the level of an angel. And so it's easy to get angels out of focus biblically, and that's what's happening today.